Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Our website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either way, it'll get you to a little bit of small business heaven, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, and my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday, every week on Sunday. We're now in our sixth year. We haven't missed a deadline so far, and it gets you ready for the week ahead, and I hope you'll check it out and subscribe. And you can do it yourself. And if you decide you don't like the newsletter, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. You can just take your name right off of our list, and we'll miss you. But anyway, we give you that capability. I'm excited about having Jan Norman back on the show. She's a longtime friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an award-winning journalist. She's the author of a number of books about small business, including What No One Tells You, No One Ever Tells You About Marketing Your Own Business, or Starting Your Own Business, or Financing Your Own Business. That's three different books, folks. She's got a fourth one coming out real soon. I don't know when she sleeps, but she's our good friend. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. When do you sleep, Jan?
Well, when you call me this early in the morning, you know, I'm West Coast. I just have to get up and rise and shine to it.
You know, Jan, sleep is overrated, right? You know that, don't you?
But unless you don't get enough of it, that's right.
Well, that's true. You know what Warren Zevon said? He had a song that he sang that was the lead line was, "I'll sleep when I'm dead."
Plenty of time for that, right?
Small business owners know all about that, don't they? I mean, they're even if they're not working all night, they've got plenty of challenges that keep them up at night, that wake them up.
And, you know, they're burning the candle at both ends, and this time of year is a good time to remind them, take a little time. You know, there's going to be next year.
How do we do that?
If you want there to be next year, you better survive it.
How do we take some time, Jan? We need help with this.
You know, that's an interesting question, because I've talked to a lot of people, and they get it the way that the people did in the sleep. You know, they're getting it, I'll take a weekend here, or I'll take an afternoon there. And that seems to refresh them. They tend to be high-energy people
It's
anyway.
A great way to do it. I've been doing that for years.
In fact, I'll talk to some people, and they'll say, this is the first full week I've been away from my business in 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of them really do skip the long vacations in order to fulfill the dream that they have.
I've taken very few full-week vacations in the last 15, 20 years.
Well, there you have it.
Very
few
full
living
weeks.
Proof.
Well, exactly. But, you know, Jan, someone... And I've said this on the air before, but someone once said to me, you know, Blasingame, you ought to stop and smell the roses. But what they didn't realize, this person wasn't a small business owner.
That's right.
And what they didn't realize was that I am smelling my roses.
Yeah,
because my business is part of the bouquet of roses that are a part of my life. I mean, I love what I do. Small business owners love what we do. And so if you see a small business owner working extra hard, they don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right. I recently did one of my columns on, it was for the 4th of July, and we're talking about what does it mean to be an independent, quote-unquote, business owner, and got that same kind of reaction from just dozens and dozens of business owners, because they're willing to trade off a little bit of security, or false security, really, in today's corporate world, for making the decisions. And
we now know that job security was always a myth, don't we?
That's right. That's right.
It's now become clear.
And they having much more fun by sort of directing the chess pieces themselves.
Well, you know, after I was downsized twice in 18 months, I said, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
And been much happier at it.
Oh, yeah, much happier, absolutely. You know, one of the things, Jan, that keeps small business owners up at night is not having enough capital to grow our business. One of my favorite things to say to get this point across is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's That's right. That's right.
And the reason is because it's not that we're not profitable necessarily. It's not that we haven't done a good job of raising capital. It's just that there's always some place to put the money, isn't there?
And even the economy is doing fairly well right now. You know, there'd be people who would argue with that, depending on what sector they're in.
The economy is doing great right now.
Yeah, and still they would like that money to grow. And in tighter times, oh gee, I'd love more money for marketing. Mm-hmm. And it's always a challenge to there's two sides to the coin. There's one is finding enough capital. The other is conserving and using wisely
right.
The capital that you have.
Jan, hold on to that thought because we've got to take a quick break. We got to create some capital here in this next few commercials. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jan Norman, the author of What No One Ever Tells You About Financing Your Own Business.
They in the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though
we're back at 17 till. Little Chicago for you there. Jan Norman is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of What No One Ever Tells You About, series of books, Financing Your Business, Marketing Your Business, Starting Your Business, and the new one that's coming out, right, Jan?
Yep, that's right. It'll be out next March is on franchising.
And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Well, I will, sure.
All right. And tell us where the books are available, please.
Should be available in all regular bookstores. They're available online at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, so... Pretty generally available in the business sections,
and they're really designed, ladies and gentlemen, for small business owners. Just plain English, common sense stuff, and some great tips that I encourage you to check out. And by the way, you can find Jan in our Brain Trust. She's very prominently listed in our Brain Trust, and the archives of past shows that she's done with us are right there on the website. And we're very happy to feature the wisdom of Jan Norman on our website.
And I would like to point out, we were talking on the break, that you have some very useful articles on all kinds of topics, but especially on capital and finance, which is our topic this morning.
Right.
On your website, jbsba.com, right?
That's
did
right.
I get that right?
That's right. You did. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, and I really urge your listeners to go there. It's so wonderful.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I have a few up there, but also a number of our Brain Trust members have contributed articles on capitalization. Jan, I interrupted you when we went to the break. You were talking about some keys to success in getting capital for our business and some of the things that happen. One of the things that's a real challenge for small business owners, and it's one of those things that we don't realize what has just hit us. We think we've been in a wreck or something, and that's when we grow so fast that we run out of cash. And we can't imagine that success could actually put us in jeopardy, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that people will think, a lot of people I talk to, they'll go, you know, I've got this great growing business and I went to the bank and why in the world won't they loan me the money? And, that's pretty much the extent of where they think they can get extra capital. And what they really need to do and what I find the real creative entrepreneurs do is they look at their whole life situation and the resources they can tap into, and they're willing to do that. We were talking earlier about the passion and the love that they have for their businesses, and they find some pretty creative ways to capitalize their businesses. If I could just mention a couple of them.
I'd like for you to.
Because it's illustrative of how entrepreneurs think. This one gal who's in the book on What No One Ever Tells You About Financing, she was in a car accident. Instead of taking that money and repairing her car, she put it into her business. Another gal, she was starting a hot tub company and sold her whole very valuable collection of Oriental rugs in order to have money to keep the business going. They just look at their whole life situation and the business and saving the business and making it go forward. They're willing to sacrifice a lot of things that maybe other people wouldn't. And so that whole mindset's very important for entrepreneurs.
You know, remember the guy, what was the guy's name who bought the Remington Razor Company? He's dead now, but I'm trying to think of his name. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, I read his book, Mm-hmm. And he said, and this is a guy who was kind of a financier in those days. And he said that rather than going out and bringing in investors, he had a pretty substantial art collection. He said he just liquidated his entire art collection to have the money to invest in a company like Remington.
Perfect example. Yeah. I have another guy. His name is Jim McCaffrey. He's a real creative. His company helps other companies create marketing material. He works with movie companies to promote their movies. You know, those kinds of things.
Well, by the way, my producer Roger just reminded me that it's Victor Kiam. Thank you, Roger, for the good catch.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
Yeah, it's a
great book, by the way, folks. If you can still find that one, the one he wrote, and again, I've forgotten the title, but I read it a long time ago. It's a good one. Go ahead, Jan.
But Jim used to be a magician when he was a teenager. When he started his company, there would be times. I mean, one of the things he could do were those Houdini-type death-defying acts. He would actually put his life on the line in order to meet payroll. Now that's the real kind of dedication.
Sometimes
that
we
we're
all feel like
about.
We're doing that, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say it's very typical of what business owners do.
Well, even though our lives may not be on the line, it has that kind of gravity. It has that kind of an impact on us. Yes. We feel like it's every, and that's something that I have to remind small business owners about sometimes, Jan. Sometimes we do feel like it's life and death. And when I was a consultant years ago, I like telling this story because I think it's a good one. People, you know, some of my clients would be in these kinds of dire straits sometimes, and they'd come to me and you know, for some help, and I'd say, well, first let me ask you a question. How are your kids? Mm-hmm. And they say, what are you talking about? And I say, well, how are your kids? What does that got to do with anything? They're fine. And I say, well, does anything else really matter?
Mm-hmm.
And so now that we got life in perspective, now let's deal with your problem.
Right. And it may be due to people like you, but more companies and government entities are really paying attention to small business owners and mm-hmm. providing some means for because they want to tap into the small business market. Ford, a lot of people are surprised by this. Ford Motor Company had a business plan writing competition that business owners could submit their business plans. The prize was $75,000, and there are any number of those kinds of things you're finding now. When the government does it, it tends to be for economic development. And
Palo Alto Software, one of my sponsors, did it. Has been doing it every year for the last several years. I don't think they did it this year, but they gave away $25,000 to the top business plan winner. Stand by, Jan. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come with our good friend Jan Norman, the author of What No One Ever Tells You About Financing Your Own Business. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Ten Tell.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go,
Cap. Mr. Carl Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Elvis, it's Carl Perkins. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm not Elvis either. And I'm glad to be visiting with our good friend Jan Norman. She's the author of What No One Ever Tells You About Financing Your Own Business and the other books that are in that series. Jan, tell us where the books are available, and you got a website too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. First, let me finish my thought on the before we took the break. I just encourage small business owners to expand their thinking about where they can turn for capital. They don't have to be at the mercy of their local bank or there's just any number of places as small business it becomes a real. People are aware that it's the engine that drives the economy. Start looking around at maybe some programs they've got in their own communities, or as we pointed out, you know, some of the companies that are trying to market to small businesses.
Well, one thing is you don't have to capitalize equipment if a equipment company will lease the equipment to you.
I've had people tell me that the equipment companies are much friendlier about providing the leases and the financing than any other source.
The cash flow may be the same or even better, and if you lease it, you have a better chance of keeping up to date with the new technology.
Absolutely,
there are a lot of good reasons for that, and you don't have to capitalize it. That doesn't go on your balance sheet.
Right.
It's like renting a building. Also, unless it's a capital lease, and you'll have to talk to your accountant about that. But what about sometimes companies, sometimes vendors will help you out with inventory too.
Well, if you look at even if you've got one customer who really a number of businesses have been started because a customer comes to the entrepreneur and says, gee, I really need to get XYZ, and is willing to put up some capital that way. Vendors, you know, you hear, oh, gee, you know, they won't cut you any deals at the beginning of your company, but some of them will. Mm-hmm. You just need to ask and be bold in having a real good plan laid out for them so that they can see that you're going to be a real important customer to them. And they'll work with you because they're in business. They can't be in business if you're not in business.
So. I think the thing that you said, though, just a second ago, is really important. Ask.
Right.
I don't know how many times people have said to me, how did you do that? And I said, I asked them.
That's right. That's right. And it's the same thing with marketing. They won't ask for the order. They'll do everything, but they'll say, well, why didn't you just ask for it,
right,
the business? And they'll go,
Now, Jan, I must have that website and tell us where the books are available.
Yeah, the website is www.smallbusinessresources.com. Books are the What No One Ever Tells You series, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, a lot of other.
Can they buy them from your website?
It clicks through to Amazon right now. I've been been too busy writing these.
See,
books.
I think what you ought to do. I think what you ought to do, Jan, is you ought to put, now that you got the fourth one coming out, the franchise book, I think you ought to put them all together as a box set and sell them on your website with a little bit of a discount.
Well, I'm gonna. I will do that. You've inspired me, Jim.
I think you ought to. In fact, I'm going to keep bugging you till you do it.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to ask for a commission or anything.
Well, wonderful.
What are some other things that we can do? What are some other tips on getting the capital for our business in some unusual ways?
Well, some people just overlook some of the most obvious things. You mentioned, for example, going to the vendors, or I mentioned the customers. But let's talk for a minute about some kind of unusual things. And this is a little controversial. It has to do with, it's called, we're kind of calling it the entrepreneur rollover stock ownership plan.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking their pensions, they get laid off. They're taking their pensions and put them into a self-directed.
I know somebody who's done that.
Yeah, an individual retirement account, and then they're able to invest in their own company. I really strongly urge people to check with their own accountant before they do that, because you don't, you don't want to risk your entire retirement.
Well, there's risk, but you also have to do it the right way so that you don't incur any penalties.
Yeah, and get that letter from the IRS to make sure you're doing it the right way, absolutely.
Right.
But that's just another example of really looking around and finding the resources that are available. Don't say, I don't have the resources.
Right.
Start asking various small business trade groups what's available out there, and you'll start finding things you just didn't ever know existed.
Jan, let me stop you for a second. You also have, your column is all over the country, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's carried by Knight Ridder.
What is the name of the column?
The column's called It's Your Business, and if you go, you can see a lot of past information when you mm-hmm. go to ocregister.com/business/IYB.
All right. Thank you very much, Jan, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.